وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله. نويت سنة الاعتكاف. The final prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم has said, حيثما كنتم فصلوا علي فإن صلاتكم تبلغني. Wherever you are, recite salawat, durood sharif upon me, for your recitation indeed reaches me. Tum jahan par bhi ho, mujh par durood e paak padho, ke beshak tumhara durood mujh tak pahunchta hai. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In non-Muslim, fell in love with a non-Muslim. A non-Muslim man fell in love with a non-Muslim woman. Ek non-Muslim mard ko kisi non-Muslim aurat se mohabbat ho gayi. Aur us mohabbat mein wo itna gardida ho gaya, he became so selfless in that, that he had no realization of day and night, no realization of eating or drinking, no realization of anything. We see love is around us as well. You know, they say love is in the air. But love actually has a very diverse definition, a very vast definition. We often mix between love and attraction. Here we are referring towards love. He was a man who really fell in love with that woman. And he was completely selfless and he forgot himself. Bilkul wo khud se na ashna ho gaya. Kisi cheez ka thikana nahi. Yani hum kehte na ke aankhe band kare to wohi nazar aaye. Aankhe khole to wohi nazar aaye. Soye to wohi nazar aaye. Jaage to wohi nazar aaye. Bilkul uski is andaaz se kaifiyat ho gayi. He was completely lost in love and now he wanted solution. What can I do? I'm completely gone. What do I do? So a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time, Sayyiduna Ata radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, this man went to him so that he would attain some sort of relief, some sort of solution. So what is the solution to this problem? Sayyidina Ata rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi wrote Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim on a paper. Sayyidina Ata radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ke paas ye hazir hua, ki ya Sayyidi, iska solution to batae, what is the solution to this? Unhone ek kaagaz pe Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim likkar use kaha ki ise utar lo, pi jao, utar lo, that swallow it. If you swallow it, inshallah you will see it for yourself. Usne wo utar liya, he swallowed it. The non-Muslim did as he was told. He then exclaimed, O Ata, I have tasted the sweetness of faith and light has started in my heart. Ke eh Ata rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, mujhe iman ki halawat mehsoos hui aur mere dil mein roshni aur noor dakhil ho gaya. I have forgotten the love I had for that woman. میں اس خاتون کے لیے جو محبت کرتا تھا میں اسے بھول چکا ہوں. Please tell me more about Islam. اسلام کے حوالے سے مجھے اور بتائیے. When the Saint Ata rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh informed him further about Islam, that this is the beauty of Islam, that is the beauty of Islam, Hazrat ne badi infiradi koshish farmayi thi ki Islam mein to ye khoobi bhi hai, ye khoobsurti bhi hai. Quran-e-Pak ka jo humne hissa padha hai, bismillahirrahmanirrahim, uski ye barkat hai. Islam mein to ye bhi hai, Islam mein to wo bhi hai, pura samjhaya. Aur wo non muslim ne kalma padha, la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah, aur dakhil Islam ho gaya. He recited the kalima after receiving the information about Islam. That okay, Islam is so beautiful. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Just this sentence is so powerful. Imagine how powerful the whole religion of Islam will be. He learned and he became a Muslim. He embraced Islam. It does not end there. Remember that lady? He was the person, he was the lover. Who was the beloved? The beloved was that woman. The beloved came to know that my lover was completely engrossed and loved in my love, and this is what has happened to him. Let me see what is it. Ki malum to karun ki jo mera aashiq tha, aurat sochti hai, jo mera aashiq tha uske sath is andaaz se ye sab hua, mujhe bhi to pata chale ye kya hai. So she reached to the very same bosom, very same saint. So she went, O Imam of the Muslims, I am the very same woman that the man who accepted Islam was obsessed of me. I had a dream in which someone said, if you wish to see your abode in paradise, go to Allah. Go to this buzurg. Go to Ata radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Ke agar jannat ka darwaza dekhna hai, jannat ka rasta dekhna hai, jannat ka tariqa dekhna hai, khwab mein basharat ho rahi hai, to is buzurg ke paas pahunchao. To buzurg ka jawab bhi bada munfarid tha. He said, if you wish for paradise, you must first open its door before you can go towards it. Ke agar jannat mein جانا ہے, جنت کے حوالے سے جاننا ہے, جنت کے طریقے پہ چلنا ہے, تو وہاں جانے سے پہلے دروازہ کھلنا پڑے گا. اور پریشان کہ یہ دروازہ کس طرح کھولا جائے, ہاؤ ڈو آئی اوپن دا ڈور آف پیراڈائز. سو ہی ایکسپلین, ریسائٹ بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. یو وانٹ ٹو اوپن دا ڈور آف پیراڈائز, ریسائٹ بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. شی ریسائٹڈ بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. اس نے بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم پڑھا. And then she said, O Ata rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, I find my heart has filled with light. Wohi baat ki main mehsoos karti hu ki mere dil mein noor dakhil ho gaya hai. Mujhe Islam ke bare mein mazid bataiye, tell me more about Islam, what is Islam. So Sayyidina Ata radiyallahu ta'ala anhu explained further about Islam, explained further about the merits of bismillahir rahmanir rahim, and she also became a Muslim. Ye bhi dakhil hai Islam ho gayi. When she slept that night, she had a dream and saw herself in paradise. Raat soi to dekha ke wo jannat mein hai. She saw herself in Jannah. There she saw beautiful domes and a magnificent palace. Zabardast gumbad nazar aaye aur mahallat nazar aaye. On one of the domes it was written, ek جو گنبد تھا اس پہ لکھا ہوا تھا بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. On one gumbad it was written, بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. ایک بار ہم بھی پڑھ لیں, should we recite it or not? Through the sake of this, inshallah, we make dua, may Allah Ta'ala grant us paradise. May we also see a gumbad on which there is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah written. Let's recite it together. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Bismillah is a part of a verse of the Holy Quran in Surah An-Naml, in which Allah Ta'ala says Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, which means Allah's name I begin with, in the name of Allah, with the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. The companion Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu explains, when Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim was revealed, clouds rushed towards the east, winds became still, the seas became vibrant, four-legged animals focused to listen attentively, and devils were pelted with rocks from the skies. Ke badalon ka rukh badal gaya, hawaya khushgawar ho gaya, balki ruk gayi, ek jagah ruk gayi, samundron mein mauje dikhne lag gayi, और जो चार पांव के जो जानवर चौपाए वो गौर से सुनने लगे कि ये क्या नाजिल हो रहा है. जो शैतान थे उन्हें आसमानों से पत्थर बरसा गए. एंड अल्लाह सुबहानहू व तआला स्टेटेड बाय माय ऑनर एंड मैजेस्टी, मेरे इज्जो जलाल की कसम, आई शैल ब्लेस व्हाट एवर बिस्मिल्लाहिर्रहमानिर्रहीम इज रिसाइटेड अपॉन, कि मैं उस हर चीज में बरकत दाखिल कर दूंगा जिस पर बिस्मिल्लाहिर्रहमानिर्रहीम पढ़ा जाएगा. बिस्मिल्लाहिर्रहमानिर्रहीम, वी समटाइम्स take it very lightly in our day to day expressions, in our day to day language. We have certain things and we have certain dialogues, certain words which we commonly use, and we forget to use the Islamic methodologies of using certain terminologies and certain inscriptions at the time of that certain situation. For example, MashaAllah, MashaAllah, even that you're praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If somebody has bought a good car, MashaAllah. You've seen a good house, MashaAllah. You've seen a good masjid, MashaAllah. You've seen a good person, MashaAllah. Somebody has written out beautifully, MashaAllah. Somebody has done karat beautifully, MashaAllah. Somebody has purchased a phone, MashaAllah. Somebody, your child has passed an exam, MashaAllah. Whatever our expression, oh wonderful, wow, wow, amazing, brilliant. All right, fine, attach it really, MashaAllah. Right. And then our expressions, you know, the thing that happened on the N1 highway, there was a very big accident. What would be, oh my word, oh my days, that would be our expression. Hello, expression should be Allahu Akbar. Allah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And in the Urdu community mein bhi hamara hai. Matlab hum lafze bismillah ko bhi kis tarah istemal karte hain, koi ghar mein mehman aa gaya, khana taiyar hai. Ye nahi kahenge bismillahir rahmanir rahim, bismillahil ladhi la yadur. हम कहेंगे ये भी नहीं कहेंगे बिस्मिल्लाहिर्रहमानिर्रहीम पढ़कर खाना खा लीजिए, या बिस्मिल्लाह पढ़ के खाना खा लीजिए, या अल्लाह ताला का नाम लेके खाना खा लीजिए. अच्छा अच्छा बिस्मिल्लाह करो, आओ बिस्मिल्लाह करो, ये जुमला ही गलत है. इट इज रॉन्ग एंड देयर वेरी सीवियर सर्कमस्टेंसेस ऑन दिस. इस पर सख्त हुक्म भी लगते हैं दैट डू बिस्मिल्लाह, इट्स नॉट करेक्ट लाइक दैट. मेनी अदर एक्सप्रेशंस वी नीड टू लुक एट इन अवर डे टू डे लाइफ. वो देखा था, वो बकराई भी गुजरी गुजरता पहले, वो बेल देखा था तो मैं लाया था अपने घर पे, वो क्लास का था यार, माशाल्लाह बोलो, हे माशाल्लाह. वो देखा था, अरे बिल्कुल मतलब सेट था यार, सेट बिल्कुल आखिर था, खलास, माशाल्लाह. हाउ इस्लामिक टर्मिनोलॉजीज, इफ वी आर नॉट टू यूज हाउ इस्लामिक टर्मिनोलॉजीज, डू यू एक्सपेक्ट समवन फ्रॉम अनदर कम्युनिटी to come and use our Islamic terminologies? And look at the beauty. Anything, we are associating its excellence and merit towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the beauty of Islam. Islam ki khubi hai ye. Khushi ho to Allah ko yaad karte hain. Gham ho to Allah ko yaad karte hain. So Allah ta'ala inshaAllah humari khushiyon mein izafa farmayega aur humare ghamon ko ghatayega inshaAllah. To ispe niyat karte hain ki hum Islami jo terminologies hai uska istamal karenge. Niyat karte hain? सब नहीं कर रहे हैं. वी विल यूज इस्लामिक टर्मिनोलॉजी फ्रॉम टुमारो, फ्रॉम नाउ इंशाल्लाह अज़्ज़ा वज़ल, माशाल्लाह. ओ दोज हु लव अल्लाह फाइनल प्रोफेट सल्लल्लाहु ताला अलैहि वसल्लम, द प्योर स्पीच ऑफ अल्लाह सुबहानहू व तआला, द कुरान बिगिंस विद बिस्मिल्लाह. दिस टीचेस अस to begin our actions and tasks with bismillah. Allah ki pakiza kitab quran majid ka aghaz bhi bismillah se hota hai. The scholar Ahmed al-Sari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said the quran begins with bismillah, so the servants of Allah follow this and begin every good action bismillah themselves, with bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Imam Ahmed Sari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi farmate hain ki quran pak ki ibtida bismillah se hoti hai. अल्लाह ताला के जो गुलाम हैं, हम जो अल्लाह ताला के बंदे हैं, हमें चाहिए कि हम हर काम, नेक जायज काम, हम बिस्मिल्लाह पढ़कर करें. The Hadith Pak also encourages to recite Bismillah at the beginning of good and important actions. This is very important. Good and important actions. If Bismillah aap padhe to achhe aamal se pehle kare. Jo jaiz aamal hai, unse pehle kare. Is pe to baqaida masail hai ki agar kisi haram amal se pehle Bismillah padh liya. Andaza lagayein, is pe thoda soch rahe honge, mujhe kaun si sharab ki botal kholni hai Bismillah padh ke, hum to bhi. Magar aap sochein zara, dukaan mein halal aur haram mein mamla to hote hain. Theek hai chale, ab casino nahi ja rahe, mashallah alhamdulillah Allah taala hifazat farmaye. Ab sharab noshi nahi kar rahe, alhamdulillah Allah pak hifazat farmaye. Magar tasavvur kare ke jo dukaan pe aap cash collect kar rahe hain, jhoot bol ke jo saman becha hai us pe bismillah bhi pad rahe hain, to haram bhi kar rahe hain us pe bismillah bhi pad rahe hain, to bade mamla ho sakte hain. To har cheez interconnected ho sakti hai. इसमें हमें बहुत होशियार रहना है. जो हम खाएं वो हलाल बिस्मिल्लाह से नूरानी, जो हम कमाएं वो हो हलाल बिस्मिल्लाह से उसे कर दें हम नूरानी, जो हम बेचें वो हो हलाल और बिस्मिल्लाह पढ़ के उसको हम कर दें बरकती इंशाल्लाह. सो व्हेनेवर वी बाय सेल परचेज गिव टेक एनीथिंग बिस्मिल्लाहिर रहमानिर रहीम इन द नेम ऑफ अल्लाह सुभानहू व तआला. तो बिस्मिल्लाहिर रहमानिर रहीम इज नॉट टू बी रिसाइटेड बिफोर डूइंग एनी इंपरमिसिबल एक्शन. If you recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before an impermissible action, a haram action, they are ruling such as haram and sometimes to the level of kufr, depending on various situations. So we should be very, very careful in this and make a habit. Every halal act, every jaiz act should begin with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This beautiful, beautiful praise of Allah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, has 19 letters. Isme 19 huruf hain. And angels are appointed to administer punishment in the hellfire. There are 19 who do that. Ke jo jahannam mein mukhtalif sazaon ke liye farishte muqarrar hain, unki tadad 19 hai. Kitni hai? 19. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim mein huruf kitne hain? 19. There are how many letters in Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim? 19. And how many angels are appointed in order to carry out the punishments of the jahannam? Also 19. So Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali has said, it is hoped that through the blessings of each letter in it, the punishment of each angel will be distant. So Allah ta'ala ki bargah se ummeed ye hai, Imam Fakhruddin Razi farmate hain, Allah ki bargah se ummeed ye hai ki Bismillahirrahmanirrahim jab padhenge uske har har harf ko jab ada karenge to ek ek सजा का फरिश्ता, अजाब का फरिश्ता हमसे दूर कर दिया जाएगा. अल्लाह ताला हमें अजाब जहन्नम से और अजाब कब्र से महफूज फरमाए. द फाइनल प्रॉफिट ऑफ अल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु ताला अलैहि वसल्लम हैज डिक्लेयर्ड दैट एनी एक्शन, एवरी एक्शन, एनी इंपॉर्टेंट एक्शन विच इज नॉट बिगिनिंग विद बिस्मिल्लाह रिमेन्स इनकम्प्लीट. कि कोई भी अहम काम जो बिस्मिल्लाहिर रहमानिर रहीम पढ़े बगैर किया हो वो नामुकम्मल रह जाता है. उमूमन हमें बेबरकती नजर आती है. वी सी दैट वी डोंट सी बरकत. वी हैव अ लॉट ऑफ प्रॉब्लम्स. वी हैव प्रॉब्लम्स इन कैश फ्लो, वी हैव प्रॉब्लम्स इन बिजनेस, वी हैव प्रॉब्लम्स इन यू नो आवर वर्क, वी हैव प्रॉब्लम्स इन डॉक्यूमेंट्स, वी हैव प्रॉब्लम एट फैमिली, वी हैव प्रॉब्लम एट दिस, वी हैव प्रॉब्लम एट दैट. Let's analyze this. Let's assess this. इसके हवाले से थोड़ा अगर आप सोचें, सुबह आप उठे, सुबह आप उठे, ये वो करना इन द मॉर्निंग. सबसे पहले उठने के बाद हमारा काम क्या होता है? सबसे पहले हकीकत फोन. फर्स्ट थिंग इन द मॉर्निंग वी डू इज वी सी अवर फोन. बिफोर ब्रशिंग अवर टीथ वी सी अवर फोन. बिफोर इवन वॉशिंग अवर फेस वी सी our phone. Before showering we see our phone. Before food we see our phone. Before the one sleeping next to you, your children or your wife, before even looking at their face, first you will take out your phone and you will see. That's the reality. Ki har cheez se pehle hum mobile dekhenge. Mobile dekh liya, usme 18-20 message aaye hain, 20-25 message aaye hain, wo messages sune, reply diya, sune, reply diya, sune, reply diya. And then what is our schedule? We have used our phone, we have replied to whoever had messaged us. After that what we will do? We will usually go to the washroom. Correct? That is correct? And if I go a step further, if I go a step further, this goes along as well. Also right? Usually. If his bathroom jana hota aur baazu ka ye sahib bhi saath jaate hain, jiska wahan pe kaam hai nahi. And then, prolonged time sitting there, coming out, washing hands, you have washed your face, aapne chehra dho liya, brush kar liya, phir aap aagaye, apne dastarkhan pe ya dining table pe, nashta aapke liye tayyar. Your food is ready for you. Your morning schedule. After your food, nice omelette is there, your cornflakes is there, your sausages are there, nice, you know, you have a full meal. Khana aapne kha liya, khane khate khate, to ghar ke afraad baithe hain. Usme hum pure mohalle ki, puri siyasat ki, puri masjid committee ki, intizamiya ki, sab ka hum operation karke rakhenge usme. Wo nashte ki ek choti si gathering mein. This is the reality. That in that short gathering of breakfast, you will do the whole postmortem of your whole township. You will do a postmortem of your masjid committee. You will do a postmortem of your neighbors. You will do a postmortem of your relatives, your aunties, your uncles, your cousins, your in-laws, everybody. Nobody is left out in that. So you woke up, phone, washroom, wash your face, eating breakfast, backbiting, everything done, going out, going to the shop, lying, backbiting, this, that, market and all that. All that is happening. दुकान पे आप गए, दुकान पे वो सारी चीजें हो रही है, दुकान आपने खोली, ताला खोला, गेट खोला, अंदर गए, देखा वो आ गए, अगर सेठ है तो आपके मुलाजिमों का इंतजार होगा, मुलाजिम लेट हो तो उसकी शामत है, अगर आप मुलाजिम है तो डर होगा कि सेठ साहब मेरे से पहले ना पहुंच गए हो, पर आप वहां पर पहुंचते हैं, जैसे ही पहुंचते हैं गल्ला खोलते हैं, देखते हैं कितना कैश है, क्या है, डू आई नीड चेंज, डू आई नीड दिस, डू आई नीड दैट, यू लुक एट योर शॉप, यू डू एवरीथिंग, यू असेस ऑल द सिचुएशंस, यू आर रेडी फॉर बिजनेस फॉर दैट डे, उस दिन के बिजनेस के लिए आप तैयार हैं. Kitna maal jhoot bol ke becha, sach bol ke becha, that's another story. That's completely another story. I will be bringing to you a certain point which I want you to pay attention. Main aham nukte ki taraf aapko lana chahta hoon, jis par aapko tawajjuh deni hai aur sochna hai, zarur sochna hai inshaAllah. Ki dukaan mein aap gaye, sab kuch aapke mamlaat wagaira hue, ab dukaan band karne ka time aa gaya, jitni baar call aaye, call aapne answer ki, jawab diya, transactions ki, kitabon mein entry ki, you have done the entries in your books, you have done the accounts in your books, you have answered your calls, you have done all those things, you have done agreements, you have signed contracts, you have made deals, you have bought things, you have sold things, and then you have had lunch, after lunch, again the same routine, in the lunch situation, in the morning it was the family members busy with you doing postmortem, now lunchtime is the market members doing postmortem. And many families are being discussed in that. After that, now it's time to close your shop. When you close your shop, you have come out, close your shop. Wallahu alam, namaz, no namaz. May Allah Ta'ala all make us namazis, inshallah, azza wa jal. But then you come home, after you come home, you relax, maybe watch TV. I don't know what you are watching. If you're watching Madani channel, mashallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Mashallah, keep it up if you're watching Madani channel. If not, reconsider. Reconsider. You don't need to go here and there. Madani channel is a one-stop solution, all-in-one, wholesale for you to supply your sunnah. Okay, so you don't need to go here and there. So, but I'm talking on a real ground. Whatever you're doing there, all that's done, spend time with your children, everything, went to bed. Went to bed, slept. Next day, you wake up, same cycle, same situation, and now complain. Children don't listen to me. Market is not good. Business is down. This is down. That is down. Now let's reflect upon the entire routine. इस पूरी रूटीन पे अब आवाज है. सुबह में जब आप उठे, फोन पकड़ने से पहले अगर आप बिस्मिल्लाह रहमान रहीम पढ़ के अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह अल्लज़ी अहयाना बादा मा अमातना व इलैहि नुशूर पढ़ते तो क्या बात होती. उठ के थोड़े हजरत को साइड पे रख देते, आप आराम फरमाइए, और आप मुंह हाथ धो लेते, फ्रेश हो जाते, बाथरूम का दरवाजा खुलने से पहले आपने बिस्मिल्लाह पढ़ लिया, बाथरूम के अंदर जाने की आपने पहले दुआ पढ़ ली, बाहर ही पढ़नी है, अंदर गए बिल्कुल फारिग हो गए, अब आपने मुंह हाथ धोया, ब्रश ब्रश किया, बिल्कुल इत्मीनान से, टाइम भी कम लगेगा क्योंकि हजरत साहब नहीं आए, करेक्ट, जल्दी फटाफट, टाइम बर्बाद नहीं होगा. अच्छा, फिर आप बाहर तशरीफ लाएंगे, बाथरूम का दरवाजा बंद करेंगे, बिस्मिल्लाहिर्रहमानिर्रहीम, जिन्नात की आवाज गाए ना बाथरूम, जो पाक जिन्नात तो जाए नहीं, नापाक जिन्नात, बिस्मिल्लाहिर्रहमानिर्रहीम पढ़ के दरवाजा बंद किया, वहीं रह गए, वरना तो साथ आ जाएंगे. That if you reconsider your whole routine, if you woke up instead of using the phone, if you read Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, situation would be different. You read dua before waking up, situation would be different. Enter the washroom, read dua. Coming out of the washroom, read dua. Going to the dining table, read dua. Going, if you are living in a double story house, you're going down, read Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Coming up, read Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Your whole routine is on the name of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Sitting on the table, you have read Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim before eating. After that, using the right hand, you are reading Ya Wajidu in that, reading Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, remembering Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, remembering the one who has given you that food. And then avoiding the backbiting and all those things. Teaching your children as well. Beta, you forgot to read Bismillah. Read Bismillah. Explaining to them, teaching to them. And then when you are off to your shop or something, close the door of your house, reading Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There will be barakat in the house. You continue, open the door of your car, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, sit in your car, read the dua, inshallah you'll be protected from accidents as well. You continue, oh, get to your shop. First, when you see your guys, dukaan pahunche, aadmi ko dekha, chai late mein, kahan dekhe the, kya hua, aankh nahi khulti, raat bhar kahan the? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, kehne pehle. जो बाद में आपको करना है वो अच्छे अंदाज हो सकता है, पहले आप जो करने वाले काम है वो कर लें. Then you open your shop, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, all the evil spirits out, entering inside, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, opening your cash counter, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, trading, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, buying, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, selling, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Imagine the money which is coming to you. A customer has come to your shop, he has purchased something, giving you 50 rand. He has taken that 50 rand, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. That 50 rand which you have put in your counter now, won't it have barakah, tell me? It will definitely have barakah. Yes, you're signing some contract, applying for documents, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Come home, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, right foot inside, close the door, left foot, you know, the napas dinnat outside. Now you're home, you look at your wife, give a smile, because outside, whole day we are smiling, being lion, everything is fine. Outside, as we come home, we have a bulldog type of thing. That's a reality, and that's very true. You come home, treat the children, everything. That's the place where you need to keep your mood good. And then, whenever you are sitting for the dining table, again, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, sitting, switching on Madani channel, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, switching on any other channel is a problem. So no need of going here and there, only which channel? Madani channel. Now tell me how beautiful this routine is. Is it beautiful or not? Is it beautiful? Yes or no? Is it beautiful? Now this routine, will it bring barakah or not? It will bring a lot of barakah. But we are not doing that. So we need to try the shaitan. Shaitan should not benefit from us. Shaitan should lose, inshallah. Because our war is with shaitan. And the very first hikayat we learned, with the merit of Bismillah, people are becoming Muslims. Huh? People became Muslims. And if we apply this in our day-to-day life, imagine as Muslims, how better Muslims we will become, inshallah, azza wa jal. So, firm intention? Inshallah, azza wa jal. But now, where will you learn all this? Once you come for ishtima, mashallah, you have come. When you go out, maybe you will read Bismillah, you will get in the car, maybe you will read Bismillah. Tomorrow you are at the shop, forgotten. 3-4 days, and then to remind you again. So, for you to get into the routine, दावत इस्लामी एज अ सोल्यूशन फॉर दैट एज वेल. आप भूल जाएंगे ना. दावत इस्लामी चाहती है कि आप भूले नहीं. क्यों? क्योंकि हम तो चाहते हैं कि हम साथ साथ इंशाल्लाह जन्नत में दाखिल हो. तो आपको ये प्रैक्टिस में लाने के लिए, बिल्कुल थियरी के बाद प्रैक्टिकल करने के लिए जरूरी है कि आपको ऐसा मौका दिया जाए जिसमें हम आपकी ये प्रैक्टिस खुद फिजिकली करवाएं. और वो मौका दावत इस्लामी मदनी काफिले के जरिए फराहम करती है. दावत इस्लामी गिव्स यू द प्रैक्टिकल अपॉर्चुनिटी. In Madani Kafla, travel for 3 days, 12 days, 30 days, and at least once in your life for 12 months, inshallah. Those who can make intention, please do make intention. This will be a proper tarbiyat for you, and you will enjoy the blessings of Madani Kafila. Yaad rakhein, Madani Kafila, ek azeem aisa kaam hai, jiski aisi aisi madani bahare aayi hai, ke logon ki duaen qabool hoti hai isme. सालों साल घर पे बाप बीमार, माँ बीमार, मदनी काफले में गया, दुआ की कबूल हो गई. मुश्किल में, परेशानी में है, मदनी काफले में चले जाए. क्यों जाना है? क्योंकि मुझे अपनी और सारी दुनिया के लोगों की इस्लाह की कोशिश करनी है, इंशाअल्लाह. आमीन बिजाहिल नबी अल अमीन सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
May you keep